Thanks for calling Pope Davis Tire and Automotive. This is Stephanie. How can I help you?
Hey, is Ray available?
Believe he's in a meeting. Can I give him a message to call you back?
Oh, he is? Okay. Yeah, it's Nicole, Bank of Cardiff.
Mm-hmm. What's your phone number?
Give me one sec. It is 858.
Mm-hmm.
381.
Mm-hmm.
4423.
Okay. I'll give him that, and he'll call you, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Oh, hang on.
Okay.
Hang on, I'm going to trace you back there.
Okay.
Yeah, this is Ray.
Hi, Ray. It's Nicole, Ray. Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Good.
Good.
Get off the phone quick enough to grab it. So.
Oh, is this a good time for you?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Okay, perfect. So I know we had another approval for you a few weeks ago, and just wanted to give you those numbers, but in terms of the funding you need, did the amount change, or what would you be using the funds for? Is it the same thing or something different?
The same. We're going to pay off the existing one for 100, and the other 150 was for working capital.
Okay. And did the balance for the 100, has that gone down now?
Probably a little bit. It's been a few weeks.
A little bit. Sure. Okay. Okay, and then no other loans have been taken out, right, in the past few weeks?
No.
Okay, perfect. So I know you had requested information on an MCA program. Okay.
Right.
So we did get an approval for that, and I wanted to go over those numbers with you. So on that particular loan, we could go up to $452,000. But because you're looking for roughly around $250,000, which would be to pay off the existing loan and then net you $150,000, I provided numbers at around $245,000 because we think your balance has gone down a little bit on the existing loan. So I think it would probably fall right in that range, but you can always change the amount if you need to. This would be for a 20-month period, and because it's going through the credit cards, it would retrieve about 10% per day. Those days are Monday through Friday. So 10% of any of the activity for the business would be taken out. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Right.
This approval also applies if you wanted a fixed payment that didn't go through the credit cards, but I know you had requested this, so we wanted to give that to you. So it would go over about a 20-month span. And we have a rough estimate of what the daily would be, but of course, you know, if you have a really good day, it would take more out. If you have a slow day, it would take less out. But on the 245, you would be roughly at about 845 a day. And then what we could also do is put a prepayment addendum in. So if you wanted to pay the loan off early, you would get a discount.
Okay, and what would be the total payback?
So on those figures, let me get a calculator really quick. A calculator?
Sorry about
that. One sec. Do you think you'll pay it off early?
I don't really know.
You don't really know, okay.
We're gonna have a better year this year than last, so maybe, I don't know.
Okay. Well, this would be worst case scenario. So this would be going full term. So you would be at around 245 times 355, 250. That would be with no discounts. And that's roughly over almost a two-year period, slightly under a two-year period.
Okay.
So that would be capped at 355.
Yeah, that's the so that would be what the payback would be if you went the full 20 months without paying it off early. That's what you would be looking at. And of course you get the tax write-offs as well. Usually about 33% of the interest you can write off.
So how do we control the total back, let's say the 10% visa sales were higher?
So then you would just, you mean if you took more out in a day or if the, if
yeah,
you...
Came out, if the 10%, if it was, say we got to the 355, is it in?
Yeah, so it's just, this is just an estimate because we don't know, you know, you might have, these might be your highest grossing months, so maybe you're going to be doing a huge amount of volume, and so a lot of this loan will be paid back. It's just whenever you get to that point of paying off the principal and interest, it'll end. So that could go, that could be 24 months or it could be 17 months. 20 months is just kind of the estimate based on what we see you do on a daily basis with the 10% coming out. You can also do something shorter if you want to. It would lower the overall payback a little bit if you did a shorter term, but that's completely up to you.
Yeah, that's still roughly 26% interest, right, roughly?
Yeah, over that almost two-year period, it's going to be right in that range. Typically, the longer the terms, the more you'll pay back on the loans. So some things that we can look at are either to do a shorter term and see if we can get the rate down, if that's the main objective for you.
Well, it's a balance, but I thought that doing the credit card was so much of a sure thing for you guys, that for the industry, that you that the rates were considerably lower. This month,
let's see. We have, let me see what else we had approved for you. Is the main objective just the overall payback of the loan, or do you need that very long term?
This monthly payback number needs to, you know, stay around the 15 number.
15,000 on a monthly basis.
Right.
Okay.
But both this system and I guess the one that Ruben gave me a few weeks ago, they look like they're 18 a month, which is not far off, but
yeah. So what on the project you have coming up, what kind of return do you expect? And is it a return you'll see in a few months, or is it a pretty long-term project?
Well, what we did, we bought a fleet business in January this year.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't borrow enough money. I was thinking that we, back when I did the deal last fall, we were having a good year. And so I was on track to have the cash, but we had the 1,000-year flood here in October of last year, if you remember. And Then we had the holidays fall on Friday, which kills our two biggest days of the week. So we didn't end up having a good fourth quarter, and so I didn't have the cash to pay him like I thought. But I'd already had all that approved. I was rolling before that closing. So when we did the deal this year and it got started, it's just sucked up cash, and which is okay. We're making good money. It's going to be a good thing. But at this point, you know, it'll be another 6, 7, 8 months before I can roll, slow that down. So I would have a better idea the first of the year how, you know, that finance, but.
Yeah. Do you need the full 250, or could you do with 100,000, or do you need the 150 to net that?
Well, that was the other part, you know. My rough penciling was actually the 125 plus 100, 225.
Okay.
But, yeah, I just did another 25 just to have cushion.
Right.
That was the original conversation. But when you say... Okay.
100,000 would be the lowest we could net, because we usually need to net 50% of the loan. So, you know, half of the loan would go to pay off your existing balance, and at least 50% of that would have to match what we're paying off. So 200,000 would be the lowest we could do overall, and of course you can increase that to whatever you'd like. But I kind of want to give you a few different options to see if we can put something together that's going to make sense for you.
Right.
Okay.
Well, I appreciate you giving me these. First, that will be, I really need to kind of make a decision today. I've been a bit so busy.
Yeah.
But I need to stop and get this done.
Okay. Do you want me to email you what we discussed at 250, and then maybe send you 225 or 200?
225 would be fine.
225, okay.
Sure.
Perfect. And I'll see if there's anything else we can send over that might be around what you're looking for. I'll have Zach go ahead and send that over to you here in the next few minutes.
My other question would be, what is the timing for funding?
So what we would do is we would send you documents, which we could do today. And then in the meantime, we would let you know what other items we would need to issue the funding. It looks like, let me see what we have here. Usually it's only a couple of days from once we get the signed documents back. So it's a pretty quick process.
Yeah.
Can
you get this done so I can pay attention to business?
Yeah. So we would need, do you own the building, or is it leased?
We own.
Okay. So we just look at a mortgage statement. They may want to see some interims just for this year, and then just a current bank statement showing that everything looks in line with what has been presented for the past few months. It's pretty much all I'm seeing here.
Yeah, we've already done the bank statements.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, so that's pretty much it. But what I'll do is I'll have Zach email this to you, and then if you do want to see, we can send you the documents if you want to review them as well. If there's an amount you think will work, we could send you the documents, and then you can review everything and see if it'll, you know, see if it'll work for you.
Okay.
Okay. Yep. In the meantime, I'll have him send this over to you so you can just look at all the numbers.
Okay.
That's okay. All right, perfect. Thank you, Ray.
All right, thanks.
Thank you, bye.